FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Right now, let me get to my guest. He is Missouri's state treasurer currently, but soon to be Attorney General Eric Schmidt. Eric, good morning to you.
Good morning. So are you saying that the movie Talladega Nights doesn't have nuggets of truth in it, Mark?
They might have stretched that a little bit, at least on bad weather days.
I think that's good advice. Rick, don't listen to Ricky Bobby this morning.
Oh, boy. Eric, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. No, it's quite an honor, and I'm very grateful and humbled by the opportunity to serve as the lawyer for 6 million Missourians. So, yeah, I'm excited and ready to get to work.
Have you given, had you given thought to this position before? I know you obviously ran statewide as treasurer. Had you ever given thought to being Attorney General of Missouri?
You know, when I ran for treasurer, I had chaired the Economic Development Committee, and I thought that office at that time was a way for me to kind of further that activity and that advocacy. But as a lawyer, look, it's a very unique job, and I mentioned at the press conference, I grew up, and my mom and dad are daily listeners to your show. I grew up in North St. Louis County in a working class neighborhood. I didn't know any lawyers, but I saw how hard my dad worked. He worked 7 days a week in the midnight shift. I saw how hard my friends' parents worked. And I learned at a young age that the ability for people to pursue their dreams and pursue happiness, you know, as was mentioned in the Declaration of Independence, is made possible by this American system of limited government and this idea that our rights come from God and government's just our shared project to protect those rights. So I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to be somebody who fought for people. I wanted to be somebody who understood the importance of the Constitution. And so, you know, coming full circle, you know, and then as later on in life, I became a dad, and our experience with Stephen, who's nonverbal and has a lot of challenges, really inspired me to enter public office, right? So all of that stuff now this week kind of coming together, that service aspect with my love for the law is, again, something that I'm just very humbled by, and I'm excited to get to work.
So before we get into maybe what you hope to do as Attorney General, maybe I'm sure you've given it some thought at this point, kind of explain what being treasurer has allowed you to accomplish, because I've had you on the show several times talking, reminding Missourians about some of the advantages that are out there for them in Missouri if they know to take advantage of them.
No, thanks for that opportunity, because I'm really proud of, you know, it's the first, you know, I had served in the legislative branch. To get into the executive branch with the treasurer's office, I think we put together a really strong team, and we got in there, we took a look at what was happening, and we realized that, look, Missouri had a D-plus rating in fiscal transparency. It was ranked 39 out of 50 states, so we launched the most transparent fiscal website in the country. You can go in and show me checkbook and find out how the government, state government, spends your money every single day, where the money comes from, how it's spent, what our liabilities are. We think that'll lead to better policy solutions. We came in with the changes at the federal level on the 529 college savings program that was extended to K-12 education, which is particularly relevant in St. Louis. We were the first state in the country to move forward with that and become a national leader. We're the national leader. I was the national co-chair of the Mo Able Coalition, which allows families to have greater peace of mind and save for the long-term needs of a loved one with a disability like they would for college. And so we came in, we saw that, listen, our pension system is underfunded. Not a lot of people want to talk about it. You have to tell people the hard truth, because that's the only way you're going to get to solutions. You do not want to end up like the state of Illinois. So we've been working on some pension issues. So I'm really proud in 2 years how innovative our office has been, all of the hard work our team has put in. It's been a lot of fun. And I am really proud of that, but certainly looking forward to this next challenge.
Yeah, are you planning to build on what Josh Hawley's done, or will you do things differently?
No, I think Josh has done a great job. I think Josh has been a very good attorney general. He and I got the call on Sunday. I went to DeSmet Jesuit High School, so the Jesuits had an influence on me. I like to say in high school they redirected my energy and I became a better student. But I go to an annual silent retreat at White House down in South St. Louis County. And since my son was diagnosed, it's something I do every year. And I got the call on Sunday morning, and I broke my vow of silence to take the call from the governor. I thought the good Lord would forgive me for taking that call. But I later on that night talked to Josh, and we had a preliminary conversation. He's in D.C. this week with some orientation stuff he's got as a senator-elect. But he and I are going to sit down along with the team I mean, there's literally hundreds of lawyers and tens of thousands of cases, so we want to get briefed up, learn what's happening in the office, do a lot of listening, and then move forward.
Well, exciting changes. You take over when, in January?
Yeah, Attorney General Hawley has submitted his resignation effective January 3rd. So okay. So we've got about, 45 days to get up to speed and get moving. But, again, it's just an incredible honor to, again, be the lawyer for 6 million Missourians. I'm excited.
Well, I've seen a lot of praise heaped on you over the last couple of days for people that have worked with you for years, for your character and your honesty, and thrilled that you got the opportunity. And thank you so much for giving us some time.